UConn student body accuses its Hispanic president of supporting white supremacy for protecting police funds. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 22, 2021. UConn student body president Mike Hernandez, a Hispanic, has been accused of supporting white supremacy after vetoing a resolution that called on the university to defund the campus police. "When you veto this bill, you veto a call against white supremacy," said former student Senate member Sam Zellin, in reaction to President Mike Hernandez's veto of the legislation, according to a report by the Daily Campus. Jessica Delgado, a student senator, also expressed her dismay, stating, "I thought USG was about moving forward, but this feels like a step backwards. If you're against racism as an organization, I don't understand why we are debating a veto to make a statement denouncing white supremacy and the Capitol riots," she added. The resolution condemning white supremacy in the wake of the January 6 Capitol Hill riot also included a demand for the university to defund the campus police. USG condemns UConn for issuing only an email response to the Capitol riots and calls on them to take definitive action to show their support for all students of color through actions such as defunding UCPD and reinstating and refunding the CT commitment, read the legislation. "This veto is indicative of what is wrong with this organization," said Senate member Darren Mack. "For so long USG has hid behind the safety shield of nonpartisanship. But it is a waste of time to sit idly by and worry about partisanship when the lives of people of color are on the line." After President Hernandez voted the resolution, the USG held an emergency meeting to discuss the decision, and ultimately voted in favor of overturning the student body president's veto, reports the Daily Campus. The report added that the resolution will go into effect immediately. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.